Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good night, wherever you may be. It is 2:27 p.m. where I am, Eastern Standard Time. And I just wanted to come in and do a little gem dropping on this beautiful sunny Saturday. Letting my nails dry. That's also another reason why I'm doing this. Welcome. And thank you, my vibers and listeners, for coming here and listening to the Just Tessa and the Vibes podcast. If you have not already followed, added me in your playlist, turned on your notifications, shared, liked, all that good stuff, please do that on Spotify. If you have not listened to any of my other episodes of my or my gem dropping moments, please do that as well. If you have did any of the above, thank you. It is highly appreciated. So I wanted to just take a moment to do a little gem dropping. And this is the gem for this afternoon, from me to you, okay? No matter where you're listening at, in your car, at work, or you're cooking, at home, whatever, thanks for listening. Here is where we mind our business, but I'ma talk my shit. Always. So, the gem for today, my Saturday loves, is if you want it, go get it. If you need it, achieve it. If you desire it, fulfill it. Okay? If you see it, you can be it. If you believe it, you can live it. Okay? Go for what you want. Go for what you need. Try to keep yourself the best that you can. We're human beings. We're flawed. We are not perfect. We make bad decisions. Sometimes with pure intentions and a good heart, we make bad decisions. Sometimes just being fucked up individuals, we make bad decisions. However you want to, you know, code it. But please, go for it. Okay? Go for it. To each their own. Go for it. I'm one of those individuals. If you want me, use your words. You know what I'm saying? You desire me, use your words. You need me, use your words. And vice versa. If I want those pairs of shoes, I'm going to make sure I have the money to go get them. If I like that car, I'm going to make sure I work to get it. If I want that man, or I desire that man, or I need that man, I'm going to make sure that I make sure I fulfill that. I get to that. I acquire that. But I'm all about using your words, affirmations, speaking into existence. Believe it wholeheartedly. You know? Because there is nothing worse than a man or woman, especially if they like each other or attracted to each other or want to experience each other. There's nothing worse. And I use that example in that sense because it's very factual. It's very relative. And it's also one of the simplest examples to use. But it's nothing worse than two individuals. They are attracted to each other, or maybe they want to experience each other. And let's understand, okay? Okay, should I just have a notification? Okay, let's be very clear. You can want to experience someone and not want to be with them. Okay? I'm not going to take up a lot of time in this because this is just a gem dropping. This is not a podcast. Okay? I may end up doing a podcast after this just so I can touch on it more. But you can experience someone without wanting to be with them. Okay? I'm going to do a podcast on that because I'm going to need to. Because I really can't go any further without making this a whole entire podcast. And that's not what I did this for. But yes, that is the afternoon gym for this Saturday, my loves. Thank you for tuning in. And make sure you at least one time tilt your head. Say, nah, they ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm mind my business. At least once. You can save yourself some high blood pressure. Just do that. Okay? Make sure you got your notifications on. Make sure you're following me. Make sure you're sharing. Make sure you're listening. Make sure you're answering the questions of the days. Because I like to drop those sometimes. Or the questions of the podcast. All of that. Thank you for tuning in to Just Tessa and the Vibes podcast. I will be doing another podcast in a few hours or a few minutes. I'm not sure. I'm just going to try to take a nap. But I will do a podcast tonight about experiencing someone. Okay, what that means, what that entails, how that can happen, and so forth. But it is possible to want to experience someone and not want to be in a relationship with them, not wanting to be married to them, not wanting to have a family with them, not wanting to have children with them. That is possible depending on what you want to experience. Okay, if you want to experience a person sexually, then of course you're not going to want a relationship. You're not going to want children. You're not going to want a family. You're not going to want marriage. You want sexual experimentation and experiences with them because that is something that you're so attracted to and turned on by and desire from them. And I think a lot of people out in the world don't understand that those things are possible. I don't even think some people even thought that far into it. I think they're just like, you know what? If I have sex with that person, I got to be with them. Or I don't want to be with that person. I just want to have sex with that person. They make it too serious and dramatic. I'm not saying being with someone and dealing with someone in any sense is not serious. I'm just saying that if you link with somebody and you both are attracted to each other and you're vocal using your words and you're saying, you know what? I would love to have an experience with you. And if it's so magnetic, we could continue to live in that experience whenever we want to. You know what I'm saying? Or I want to have a relationship with you, or I just want to be a friend with you. You have to use your words. But I'm going to make a podcast later about experiencing opposed to being with. Okay? So make sure you tune back in later. I will be doing that today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah. And welcome.